club.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Oh, MG, Serena Williams, her Australian Open dream, a record-equalling 24th Grand Slam title, is gone.
Yeah, unfortunately. She was close to closing on our own Margaret Court to take the record. And, in the same breath, Rafa's Australian Open comes to an end as well.
Yeah, two very different press conferences, though. We got the audio from both of those to share with you. Your ladder continues tonight, MG, a Sydney team.
13th.
13th.
Yes.
Oh. Give us a clue.
Darn it. Darn it.
Oh, no, it's not going to be good. That's coming up in about 10 minutes' time. Another spot to give away at our Golf Day MG. These are the hottest tickets in Radio Town.
Certainly are.
Liverpool Golf Club. If you want to be a part of it, make sure you keep listening throughout the show. And a new friend to introduce to the Rush Hour audience today.
Very tall friend.
He's aside from Andrew Bogut, I'd say this is the tallest friend we've ever had.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's a winger.
I can't wait to have him in here. Jason Saab from the Manly Seagulls will join us in studio. But up next, we've got to talk tennis off the top. Serena.
Gone.
Devastated,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, poor bugger.
Well, we've got the audio from her press conference. But Rafael Nadal, it's tough not to like the man.
Of course it is.
We'll play that audio with you next. Rush Hour with MG and Liam, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan on Triple M. Your chance to join us at Liverpool Golf Club for our Golf Day, MG. This sends our phone lines into meltdown.
A couple of people already ringing. As soon as you say golf, they ring. Just by the way, I love that song, Big Me, from Foo Fighters. Haven't heard that for a long time.
It's a tune.
It's a great tune.
It's an absolute tune. Let's do this.
Trending now.
The Women's Australian Open final was set, MG. Now, neither party that I wanted to be there, Ash Barty and Serena Williams, neither of them are involved, but it is set. It will be Naomi Osaka of Japan taking on Jennifer Brady of the United States. Naomi Osaka defeating Serena Williams this afternoon, and Jennifer Brady defeating Ash Barty's conqueror, Carolina Muhova, this afternoon. We've got to start with Serena.
Yes.
39 years of age. MG. She's 39.
Yeah,
she's a mother. She is just incredible. And she went down in two sets to Naomi Osaka.
Osaka's going to be hard to beat.
Going to be very hard to beat. But just have a listen to Serena in the press conference.
I don't know. If I ever say farewell, I wouldn't tell anyone. So.
Considering how well you've played to get to this stage, what do you feel caused that? Or was it just one of those bad days at the office?
I don't know. I'm done.
Is that you, Craig Gabriel? Do you make our Serena cry?
Stood up and left.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think it's a myriad of all things that just come, you know, back to her. She's a mum now, and she's got other priorities, but she gave her heart and soul in the Australian Open, and as you say, 39 years of age, time is running out.
Do you think we've seen the last of her at the Australian Open?
No, I don't. I don't think we have. I think she'll be back next year.
I think, if anything, I guess she'll take almost a Roger Federer-esque approach, which she has to a degree already.
She's been there the last few years anyway.
To just target majors now.
Yeah,
she's
why not?
One shy of Margaret Court.
She'll get it.
Yeah, so bad luck to Serena, but Naomi Osaka, this woman is an absolute star. Hopefully it's not a one-sided final. I hope that Jennifer Brady...
Yeah, well, Brady's been dogged in her approach.
Yeah.
The way she's beaten every comer. She served the 2 weeks in quarantine, got out, and now she's kicking butt.
She's been incredibly resilient with her attitude, which is what you want to see. The other man who has been incredibly resilient, Rafael Nadal, he went down in an amazing five-setter last night against...
I watched this all the way to the end, and it just kept going. After two sets, you think, okay, Rafa, by how many?
Yeah.
The Tsitsipas just fought back and showed unbelievable resilience and determination and grit, and he started just, you know, free-flowing his shots.
He had to go for it.
How did
he
go?
He had to go for it. Stefanos Tsitsipas, the Greek god. Jesus, a good-looking rooster. He will take on... He's into the semi-final now, where he will take on Daniel Medvedev, Novak Djokovic taking on the qualifier Aslan Karatsev in the other final. But listen to Rafa in the press conference. Novak Djokovic is... Let's call it what it is. He's had a massive bitch and whinge about the state of tennis and
about
COVID
everything.
And all the rest of it. That... thought and attitude was put to Rafael Nadal in the press conference.
I mean, I am not the guy that I'm going to find excuses on that or going to complain about what happened. No, just accept. I never considered myself an unlucky person at all. It doesn't matter the injuries that I had. I think I am a very lucky person. The only thing that I can do is just keep going. Life continues. I hope to keep having chances.
Who doesn't love Rafa? Who doesn't love Rafa? And when you've won $127 million in prize money, who doesn't love him? And as if he's going to be in pain. He's loving life.
Rafa is...
And just give a bit of advice for Raf. He's starting to go on top. Just shave it.
It's going
shave
thin.
It. Just make it, do the buzz.
It's thin. I bet
own it.
I bet when he gets into elevators, he asks for the light to be turned off because...
Just own it, brother. Come on. You've owned it. But he's I love watching him play. But I love watching Stefanos. Tsitsipas. Tsitsipas. Or as Andy, what's his name? Jim Courier calls him. He says something else. And I go, that's what how you say it, Jim. Jim thinks he's the elocution coach.
Stefanos Tsitsipas is what I've been rolling with. He's going to. He's the man I'm riding.
The Greek goddess.
Yeah, he's outstanding. Up next, MG. 13th on your ladder.
Yes.
It's a Sydney team.
Mm-hmm. Sydney team's been in the papers a lot of late.
Find out who it is next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan on Triple M. Trial game underway, MG, between the Eels and the Dragons. If you want to watch it, you can check it out at NRL.com. Andrew McCulloch.
Yeah.
Out and about for the first time in the Red V.
Brad Arthur's young bloke playing halfback for Parramatta. So okay. What's the score after 10 minutes?
0-0.
Okay.
No score yet. So, no, but one to keep an eye on. We'll keep you updated on the score as that goes. The other thing we need to update you on, MG, is the Listener app.
Yes.
Now, for all those people that love podcasting the show, checking out all the extra bits that we can't squeeze into our show, the extra love that we show you, the Listener app is the best way to hear it all.
Yeah, the new app's out, L-I-S-T-N-R.
N-R, no E, L-I-S-T-N-R. Check it out, grab it, sign up. It's the best place to get all the extra content that we will be delivering you throughout the year. MG, time to continue with this.
The ladder. MG's
ladder. Yeah, yesterday was 14th, which were the Brisbane Broncos. Today we got the ladder to 13th, and this team came 8th last year. They snuck into 8th spot with a worse record than they had for losses, win and loss record, first time ever. So the Sharkies are 13th for mine. In the off-season, they acquired only one person, that was Aiden Tolman. And while he is a fantastic club man, I don't know if he's the answer to their woes. Look, it's been a bit of a wretched off-season for the Sharkies. The constant speculation has been persistent to a point of absurdity about, John Morris's future. I just wish they'd make a decision and say, look, we're going to let him stay there for another 12 months just so everyone can just have a cool head. Sean Johnson busting his Achilles in round 19 hasn't helped the cause.
No.
So Matty Moylan will probably play 5-8, which is not bad for the Sharkies, and maybe young Will Kennedy at fullback to the start of the round. But, yeah, I look at their team. Katoa and Mulitano are good finishers. Ramian and Dugan in the centres. Chad Townsend's very solid up front. They've got Woodsy and Braley and Hamlin Ueli, but just no real strike force from the Sharkies. I wonder where it's going to come from. Maybe Fifita off the bench. Maybe in his newfound position at the bench, he could spark them. And him and Talakai coming off the bench could be a real shock weapon for other teams. But at the moment, no, I don't think the Sharkies are going to have one of them years that will get their fans jumping out of their seats at all.
Yeah, look, if you want to, I imagine, grab hold of some hope for the Sharkies, if Matt Moylan stays fit.
Well, there you go, Matty.
That is the massive light on the horizon for the Sharkies outfit. Matt Moylan, we discussed him a couple of weeks back.
Yeah, we did.
And we talked about what it might have been had he had an injury-free career. And it could have been anything.
Especially being at the Sharkies. We haven't seen the best of Matty by a mile. And he's a fantastic player.
Yeah, so if he can stay fit if they get Sean Johnson back and if Fifita and Talakai and Toby Rudolph continues his form from last year, there is hope there. But it is hard to see. And you get the sense, MG, that with the Bellamy discussion that's been happening over the past 6 months about getting him on board as the coaching director, you kind of get the feeling that if things don't go well early for the Sharks, maybe it's not queuing the rack, but it might be a case of, all right, well, let's play the kids. Let's see what we've got on our list and set ourselves to launch into 2022.
Yeah, that could be just as well that they could do that just as well. Oh, no, they could do that. They could do a lot of things. Well, they might come out and surprise us and win the first four games, and John Morris is saying, now what? Now what? Huh?
If Heath gets them into the finals again...
Oh, well, they're silly for letting him go. If they're thinking about another coach.
It would be negligent not to give him a 2-3 year contract. Negligent.
And anything can happen, you know. I'm making my opinion on these teams like everyone else is having their opinion, and you know, there could be anything.
You've said this with the first four teams you've named at the bottom of the ladder. You've said that this is such a hard year pick.
It is so hard.
Especially with the new rules coming in. We don't know which team's going to adapt best to this new expected high-tempo game.
No.
Just to update the ladder thus far, Wooden Spoon in 16th place. You had the Cowboys, you had the Dragons in 15th, the Broncos in 14th, the Sharks in 13th. So tomorrow we will reveal who you think will finish 12th, MG.
Another Sydney club.
Oh, another Sydney club.
Yep.
Any guesses? Any clues?
They've been very busy in the off-season.
Okay. All right, there you go. Right, this is the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. Jason Saab going to join us in studio in about 20 minutes' time. But now is that time. 1-3-3-5-3. You want to come play golf? You want to come go Happy Gilmore styles off the tee block? Give us a call now. It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan on Triple M. Now, MG, what I'm loving so far about this year is we're already starting to make new friends.
We are.
We spoke to Keegan Hipgrave just the other day, who seems like he's going to be not only good value on the field for the Eels, but also a bit of value for us when we can talk to him.
Yep.
We had Jai Arrow join us in studio, who was already a friend of the show.
Yeah.
But we finally got him down here in Sydney and in studio, and he was terrific value. It is a great pleasure to welcome into the studio for the first time a man who I hope he's got a very big future ahead of him, so I hope he's going to be a friend of this show for a long time to come. From the Manly Seagulls, Jason Saab. G'day, Jason.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me on. It's a bit different.
Yeah, well, the first glimpse of you is you're a big man. You're 6'6".
Yeah.
And I'm 6'4", and you make me look like a little midget.
Well, wingers that size back in your
day? No. Wingers that size in my day? No way. Tell us your story. Tell us your Jason Saab story.
First started playing footy under sevens for the Maryland Rams. Dad took me down there. As people know, he's a mad Rabbitoh, so they had red and green colours. That's it. So that was the first place I went.
Just before you go any further, your dad, give him a shout out. He's a big Triple M fan, isn't he?
Yes, yeah, yeah. That's my name. Yeah, he's a massive Triple M fan, mate. That's all he listens to on the radio. Even going to those training sessions as a kid, this is all he listened to, there and back. So I'm well familiar with, you know, Rush Hour with MG. But
you haven't been in first grade long, but you've certainly ruffled some feathers a little bit. You were vehement with the decision that you wanted to leave Dragons.
Mm, yep.
You'd asked once, you asked twice, you asked three times.
Yep.
Finally, they relented and said, yep, we'll give you what you want. Was the reason purely a travel thing? Was it Mary McGregor's departure, or was it a combination of a few things?
Oh, mate, there was a lot of things. You know, obviously the travel's the first one. Part of the travel was not seeing my family a lot of the time, because I'd get up before the crack of dawn, get home, eat, go to bed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No family time. And you know, and it is a professional sport, and sometimes that's what you have to do. But, you know, for me, it was affecting me in different ways. Obviously, Mary leaving wasn't the reason I wanted to leave, but it just made things a bit harder to, you know, to go to training and to want to go to training. And I found myself, you know, not wanting to go to training and enjoying training. And that's probably a big key, you know.
That's number one.
Probably don't want to be there.
100%.
Exactly. 100%. And it was a bit of a tough process in that, because I got a lot of love for that club as well. You know, they gave me my first shot when I was getting overlooked. Really grateful to have, you know, put that jersey on. But, you know, that's just, you know, how the footy world works. Things can change overnight. And now I find myself at the Seagulls and looking ahead now. So
has to spend a bit more time in front of the mirror than Mary would have.
What do you mean?
With the hair.
Oh, I did his hair. It's magnificent. Yeah, nah,
let's go back to that flick of his.
Oh, yeah. Oh. During preseason, I didn't see one haircut until a couple of weeks ago. I think we had photos. I'm pretty sure it's where I got the haircut. But he got a bit of a trim, and it looks good. Honestly, it looks real good. It's real neat. So, he's looking a bit sharp.
He's a big podcaster, so you better say the right things.
Yeah, nah, he just turned 60 yesterday.
Wow.
I think.
Did he really?
Was yesterday? Yeah, but nah, he's looking good. And he's actually like bit built. Oh, like he's actually pretty solid for a 60-year-old, so he's been good.
You can tell the new player, can't you? He's got the coach's birthday memorized. He's got to figure it out. Yeah, he's like, smart.
Nah, because he rocked up to Narrabeen yesterday, and I think they stitched him up on the door, the office door at the front. It's got like this big, like, I don't know, paper or whatever. And I had like, happy birthday, Desmond, 60. And then it had like a slow down 60 zone sign. Like they stitched him up hard. It was pretty funny. Pretty hard to forget. But yeah, they got him good.
I can't wait to see you strutting your stuff. I really can't. I think that when you burst on the scene for the Dragons, everyone kind of took note. You know, and they went, "Wow, who's this kid?"
Yeah,
because
yeah.
you were, you could tell you belonged, and usually that's pretty easy to tell. Now, I suppose the hard part is to stay there. And I suppose that would be one of your goals for 2021, just to lock down a position, and then rep footy might follow.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, man. Of course, obviously, you know, the debut was awesome. Lost the game. Well, I let it the last try, and so it was the best and worst debut ever. Like, it still haunts me. But you know, obviously, I went on from there. I had a few average games. I wanted to be like those players, like, you know, GI and what, who just kicked on and they just destroyed the league from their first game and that. And unfortunately, you know, I've been up and down a bit, but that's some of the best players. Yeah, yeah. Of course, so, you know, Daniel Tupou, the start of his career was up and down, and now, you know, he's one of the best, probably the best winger in NRL at the moment. So it's all about trusting the process, really.
Manly was rocked at the end of last year by the passing of Keith Titmus, who...
Yeah.
Close friend of yours.
Yeah, the pro, yeah.
And you know, you gave that interview with Nine News, which you were very emotional. We're about 4 months on from that incident.
Yeah.
How are you feeling? Months.
Yeah, mate. You know, obviously not a day goes by where I'm not thinking about Keithy. You know, it's some days are harder than others. You know, I think I'm in a good headspace. You know, I was speaking to his brother yesterday on the phone, Jesse. You know, I speak to him a lot. You keep in contact with the family and the other boys. But, you know, I was just saying to him, man, like, the type of bloke Keith was, you know, if I always think, you know, what if it was me instead of him? How would he be?
Mm.
And, you know, he'd have his time and grieve, but, you know, that wouldn't discourage him from kicking his goals and doing the things that I would want him to do, you know what I mean, without me here. And and likewise, you know, I know he you know, believed in me. He wanted me to succeed, you know, so much. So I just think, you know, I'm in a good headspace because of that. I think he's my sort of my motivation. Instead of, you know, thinking of him and being sad, think of him and feel pumped, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And every time I get an opportunity like this to come on here, you know, I try and, you know, speak of him, you know, just try and keep him alive, you know what I mean? I love to talk about him, you know, always remember him, play for him. And, you know, that's all you can do at the end of the day. You can't bring him back. So you just have to keep him in your heart.
Wow. Jason, it has been an absolute pleasure to have you in the studio.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you for your time.
It.
You've been very generous.
That's awesome.
We can't wait to speak to you again this year.
Awesome,
thanks,
brother.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me on.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan on Triple M. Almost done for your Thursday. Tomorrow on the show, another spot at our golf day to give away, MG. Every day we give away one means there's one less to give away.
Yeah, very popular. As we saw tonight and last night, the board's just laid up. Everyone wants to have a game of golf and everyone wants to have a couple of beers and a sausage with us.
You've got to be listening if you want to win your way to our golf day at Liverpool Golf Club. Now, MG, I went on an excursion today.
You did.
Producer Charlie, Digital Tony, and new member of the digital team, Kate.
Yes.
We all went along to Bankwest Stadium for the Fox League launch.
Looked pretty impressive, to be honest.
It was. Disappointingly, the rain, the skies opened up, rain, we had to move inside for the presentation. But fantastic presentation. Your old mate, Matty Johns, has got himself a new show.
Looks good.
A one-on-one interview show, face-to-face. All the usual suspects were there. Fletch and Hindy, Yvonne Sampson, Emma Friedman, another friend of the show. So it was great to see everybody.
You said my brother-in-law, Brandy, was he there?
Brandy was there, looking sharp as always.
Good.
So all the usual suspects were there. Great to see. Fox Sports are going to have a great coverage of the rugby league season again. But the reason I got excited, MG, I was put into COVID lockdown last year. From a media day perspective.
You were.
And you know I love to get out there and wind up the players.
I know you do.
And I finally, there was some of the gents were out there today, Damien Cook, Kalen Ponga, Mitchell Moses, Tommy Trbojevic, Mitchell Moses. There were some real big names out there for Fox Sports. You've had a COVID test,
yes,
haven't you?
Yeah, they're very uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable.
Yes.
Now you get the swab all the way up the nose.
Yep, both nostrils.
I decided to put the players through a verbal COVID test.
Okay.
I decided to ask them questions that I thought might make them uncomfortable. And this is how it went.
Are you hoping that Cam Smith retires so you can claim to be the game's best hooker?
I think I missed the jump. I think Cam Smith's still hanging around. Next thing you know, Harry Grant's coming through, so I'll just, yeah, it is what it is.
Are you angry that Roger Tuivasa-Sheck has taken your spot in the All Blacks for the next World Cup?
No.
Okay.
No. But I'm happy for it.
Given what James Tedesco has gone on to achieve at the Roosters,
yeah.
Do you blame yourself for holding him back at the West Tigers?
I think I've said this before, to be honest. Okay, it was after he got his Dally M, I think. I said that exact thing, and I go, geez, maybe it was me holding him back.
Yep.
So once he left, bang, straight away.
Okay. Given you were being voted the sexiest man in league, how would you describe your sexiness?
I was lucky.
Got lucky. Was it awkward when your paychecks would turn up and yours had the extra zero on it?
That was actually a couple zeros, so yeah, it was... No, I didn't find it awkward.
Okay.
No.
But seriously, will it be awkward if you leave Newcastle without winning the comp?
Well, yes, that would be awkward. Yeah, that's good, that one.
Caelan Ponga was in excellent form today.
Mitch Moses, Caelan Ponga, Damien Cook and Tommy Turbo. Well done, boys. Yeah. Well done for having a bit of a laugh.
They were terrific sports. The video is up on our Instagram page at Rush Hour Triple M. We got a lot more as well that we didn't share with you there. But thank you to all those gentlemen for being terrific sports.
And good on you for being a good sport, for going out there too. Good on you, mate.
Well, I must say, there was one question that I put to Mitchell Moses that I'm sure will be...
on the video.
On the video. I thought I might get punched. Like, it was the hardest question to ask.
About one of his relatives?
One of his relatives. Look, I may have shortened my career in the media industry as a result of the question.
No,
but
it's all good. He laughed.
Yeah, exactly. That was the important thing. Mitchell laughed. A lot of fun out there today. Thank you again to all the players that had fun. And if you want to check out those videos at Rush Hour Triple M, go and check them out. And make sure you're sharing the love on Instagram.
Yes.
Now that I don't know if we exist on Facebook anymore, MG.
Yeah,
so.
I know. Well, who knows anything about Facebook anymore?
We got to go. Don't forget, grab the Listener app. That is the best place to get all the Rush Hour with MG catch-up, audio, all the extra stuff. The Listener app. Go and get it. Check it out. You won't regret it.
Yeah, LISTNR for all the latest on Triple M and all other surrounding stations. As always, thank you so much for your ears. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.